And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Thursday, July 9th. Hope you guys are doing well. I know for many of us who were decided to work this week, it was a terrible idea. Really was, because everyone else has taken the week off. Well. Here we are. We're working. And we are so happy that you have joined us. If you have a financial question, you can always send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Let's get into it. Donna writes, the subject, cash out life insurance policy. Okay. Now, Donna enjoys listening to our weekend radio show while she's gardening. So we also do a weekend show. So maybe check out if you'd like. It's a little different than the podcast, but maybe in your market, you listen to the radio. We got a radio show as well. It's called Jill on Money. How convenient. Okay, here's Donna's question. Since we do not have to take a required minimum distribution this year, I was thinking that maybe it would be a good time to cash out my husband's life insurance policy. It's an adjustable life policy, has a death benefit of $100,000. We've had it since 1984. And the interest earned minus our expenses of the premium leaves us with a cash value of about $74,000. It has earned 1.8% the past few years. My husband will be 80 in November. He does have some cognitive issues. I am healthy and 78. We're in great shape financially, but I'm thinking about reducing some of our market exposure and increasing our cash position. Our required minimum distribution this year would have been about $75,000. So cashing out the policy wouldn't be much different. What do you think? I hope I've given you enough information. Thanks for your advice, Donna. Well, I mean, a couple of things to consider. You know, there's obviously this differential between the policy value of $74,000 and the death benefit. And now that your husband is 80, unless you actually need this money, why not just keep this policy and not have it be in anything risky? You could almost consider it like your cash account. You know, because obviously the downside is if you cash it out, you get $74,000. But with his age at 80, he's more likely to die sooner rather than later. So from a financial perspective, you may just be better off keeping the darn thing. If you just say, I want out, I've got plenty of other money, and it sounds like you do have plenty of other money because you have very high RMDs and you just don't want to deal with it, then sure, cash it out, pay the tax, move on. All right. Silas writes, I enjoy listening to your show, but one subject that confuses me is the IRA Roth conversion. Here's my situation. I'm retired, 65 years old, almost 66, no pension, and I'm eligible for full Social Security in August. Not sure he's going to claim it or not. Wife is semi-retired. She earns $14,400 a year, no pension, eligible for half of his Social Security. 2019 tax rate, 12%. Using IRA withdrawals to live on until the Social Security kicks in. We are targeting an annual budget of $115,000. This year, probably only going to spend $75,000. So they've got savings and brokerage accounts, Roth IRA, traditional IRA, 401k, lots of stuff. Okay. So with low interest rates, we're thinking we should try to move as much of our IRA funds into Roths as possible this year. And I'm hoping that you can help me decipher the rules. What is the maximum that we can both move from our IRAs to Roth IRAs. There is no maximum. That's not a problem. You don't need to worry about that. The backdoor Roth is essentially for people who are contributing to a Roth, not converting. A backdoor Roth means that you would be putting money into a non-taxable IRA and then converting it to a Roth. But this is not a contribution, okay? And then finally, he asked about the CARES Act withdrawal contribution limit. I don't think that that applies to you. So let's just back up a second. You have low income and you've been pulling money out of your retirement accounts. Converting your Roth can be done pretty easily, right? You can begin by converting something that'll just maybe make your life easy. You didn't mention how old your wife is, but maybe what I would do is I would take her traditional IRA and I might convert that first. So that's number one. And that'll get you back to like where you were in terms of taxable income. Now you've got this after-tax contribution to an IRA, because you have an IRA that has like a $1.4 million, which is a pre-tax rollover, and then an after-tax part. That $58,000, I believe, should be able to move into a Roth, but you're going to have to talk to the place where you have these accounts. It looks like your Vanguard people will help you out. So I think that what you mean is the reason why you were sort of confused about the back door and the front door and all that, the conversion, just let's talk about it. It's a conversion. Convert as much of your wife's IRA that will keep you in the tax bracket that you want to stay in. Probably, I mean, you say your tax rate's 12%. I'm guessing it's going to be more than that this year if you go up to the 22% to do the conversion. I would be converting as much as I could this year. And then that after-tax portion of yours, you should try to work with Vanguard to assume that that, you know, you have to say, okay, this is my $58,000. Here's my record of this. This is how you do it. Okay. Let's see. Jay says, I've got a total US and total ex-US exchange traded fund in my taxable account. I'd like to add a bond ETF to the mix. How do I decide between a US Treasury bond or a total bond fund? Just use a total bond fund because the US Treasury bond, it's going to get you rotten interest and the prices are very high. So I would use the total bond fund. It'll be better for you. Matt says he is a big fan of the show and loves the daily format. He says, I hope all is well with you and Mark. I reached out once before and I appreciated your response. Since then, I have a different question. My wife is a teacher and has a state-funded pension. She also contributes $300 after tax into a 403b. This plan has her invested in Vanguard funds, but it seems the plan administrator is collecting high fees for doing very little work. So I've been trying to lock in rolling over the $20,000 to $25,000 she has in a traditional IRA, and then do a backdoor Roth IRA, and then take her monthly contribution, just make it a new IRA, cut loose from the plan provider. Our combined adjusted gross income last year was $280,000. It will be much lower this year, but still likely over the $206,000 limit for a Roth IRA. Do you think this is the right plan to get out of the high fee 403b? If not, what do you suggest? I don't know if you're going to be able to do this. So, okay, here's the deal. So you have a 403b, or she has a 403b. I bet that the 403b is not a Vanguard plan. I wonder if it's a 403b that's in an insurance product that has Vanguard choices in it, because it makes no sense that the fee is so high for Vanguard funds. First thing I would do is I would check out what are all the alternatives for 403Bs that your wife has. The second part is you say that she's contributing $300 after tax per month. I don't think you mean that. You must mean that she's contributing pre-tax dollars to a 403B, because otherwise that's a Roth 403B. Let's find out first if she has a Roth option and what the other alternatives are. And from there, we can give you some more advice. Okay. So I need a little follow-up from you. Fair? Excellent. Okay. That's it. That's the program. I just want to remind everybody that if you need any sort of financial advice, I may not know it all, but I'll certainly look it up for you, or at least Mark will look it up for you and I'll talk about it. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you out. So just shoot us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And don't forget to go to the website, jillonmoney.com. You can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We want to beef that sucker up. Subscribe to us. You can do it anywhere you'd like. And please leave us a rating or review. Mark says it helps. Don't forget, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your social distancing, lift somebody up. Just lift somebody up today. Smile even. Smile through your masks. People see it in your eyes. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.